This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to respond with love in the face of evil. In the past, we've talked about how Jesus asked us to pray for the happiness of those who curse us. Yet it can be very difficult to pray for the happiness of another who is intentionally trying to harm you. If you know this person is jealous of you, it can feel even more difficult. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about David's relationship with Saul. Saul became jealous of David when he realized that God had chosen David to replace him as king. Saul was not only trying to harm David, but he tried to kill him on several occasions. But David chose not to respond to evil with evil. After Saul's death, David inquired about Saul's surviving family members. And during these times, it was common to kill the heirs of former monarchs, so David could have killed all of Saul's surviving relatives. But instead, he chose to invite Saul's crippled and neglected grandson to live with him in the palace. The key is that your response to evil is far less about them, and it is more about your relationship with him. As you celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King today, let us celebrate the fact that he was also a man who didn't respond to evil with evil, but who chose love instead. I'm sure there were times when he couldn't take one more ounce of disappointment or pain, but he demonstrated love and nonviolence toward all those who afflicted him. So as you celebrate him today, remember these words: do not repay evil with evil. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, choose love.